Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem remain clear, offering a warm night for those outside. In Haifa, expect a mild evening with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a new ceasefire, according to a U.S. official. This news comes from Ynet in earlier reporting, with the deal brokered by U.S. and Qatari negotiators and assistance from Iran. Also, Lebanon-Israel talks are set to resume in Washington next week. JNS reports earlier this hour that U.S. Senator Marco Rubio confirmed this after a call with Lebanese President Michel Aoun. Also this hour, Axios states that the U.S. claims the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back in place. Continued fighting had previously postponed talks between the U.S. and Iran. Separately, Ben & Jerry's Israel has launched a new ice cream flavor celebrating Israeli resilience. JTA notes earlier today that the milk and honey flavor is made with dairy from a kibbutz attacked on October 7th. And finally, the Australian Jewish News describes the U.S. president's stance on Iran as a catastrophic capitulation. The publication from earlier today criticizes the view of Israel as aggressive while labeling Iranian leaders as rational. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi posted just minutes ago that many Muslims view Islam ruling the world as a positive and inevitable outcome, much like Christians and Jews anticipate their own religious figures to lead. In a post from earlier, AMK Mapping reported that Russian forces have advanced in several areas within Donetsk and Dnipropetrovsk oblasts, capturing parts of a village and continuing their offensive. Samantha Etus shared an hour ago that Hezbollah's attack on Israeli forces followed the U.S.-Iran memorandum's progress. This incident has put the deal's future in question, highlighting Israel's pivotal role despite not being directly involved in the negotiations. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah. According to Ynet, this deal comes after intense exchanges of fire that escalated tensions. The U.S. and Qatar mediated the agreement, with Iran playing a supportive role. This move aims to prevent further escalation in the region, providing a temporary reprieve for civilians on both sides. Turning to the resumption of Lebanon-Israel talks in Washington, JNS reports that these discussions will occur next week, focusing on ongoing peace efforts. The involvement of U.S. officials underscores the importance of diplomacy in stabilizing the region. Successful talks could lead to long-term peace prospects. Meanwhile, the U.S. claim that the ceasefire is back on, as reported by Axios, highlights the fragile nature of the situation. The U.S.-Iran talks had been delayed due to continued hostilities. This development could pave the way for resumed diplomatic efforts, potentially easing regional tensions. Ben & Jerry's Israel introduced a new flavor, milk and honey. As noted by JTA, the release marks a gesture of resilience after a kibbutz supplying the dairy was attacked. This flavor serves as a symbol of perseverance and recovery, offering a sweet tribute to those affected by conflict. Lastly, the Australian Jewish News criticizes the U.S. president's approach to Iran. They argue that viewing Israel as overly aggressive while considering Iran's leaders rational is a dangerous narrative. This perspective could impact international relations and perceptions of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli unicorn apps flyer is reportedly in advanced talks for a sale valued between $1 to $2 billion. CTech reports from earlier this week that the ad tech firm reopened negotiations following a previous deal's collapse. Separately, 1Password has acquired Israeli company Apono for over $250 million. As reported by Globes, the Canadian firm plans to establish a development center in Israel as part of this acquisition. And finally, Israeli companies are protesting harassment in Paris, according to Walla Business. they are creatively using blocked stalls as a platform for protest, demonstrating resilience in the face of adversity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.